Welcome to Your Food Business Success. This podcast is for early stage entrepreneurs in the packaged food industry ready to finally turn that delicious idea into reality. I'm your host, Sari Kimball. I have guided hundreds of food brand founders to success as an industry expert and business coach, and it's gotta be fun. In this podcast, I share with you mindset tools to become a true entrepreneur and run your business like a boss. Interviews with industry experts to help you understand the business you are actually in, and food founder journeys so you can learn what worked and didn't work and not feel so alone in your own journey. Now let's jump in. I absolutely love this time of year. There is something about shifting from summer where it feels more lazy. You feel like you can give yourself a little bit of room to take those vacations or leave early for the day. And maybe you're doing farmers markets, and I get that you're like, I'm busier than ever during the summer. But there is a shift. There's a change as we start heading into September and fall. We think about the seasons changing and it getting a little cooler. And I think that there's a reset that happens similar to New Year's around January, but it's like we get back into routines. And whether you have kids or not, I find that there's still a desire, right, from the openness and maybe the spontaneity of the summer to like, now we're getting back at it, right? Now it's time to get to work. And I love that. I love recommitting to the process, to our businesses, to big goals. And I've been talking a lot about that. I have a mastermind as part of our Master Your Business. We have a group that kept meeting afterwards, and we talked about the September reset. And so I wanted to talk with you about that today on the podcast. And I want to give you a couple of tools that I am using with my mastermind. And I'm going to give you the link where you can go get those tools as well, because I want you to think about your own September reset. What do you want to recommit to? So the first thing is thinking about your big goal, your 10X goal, your impossible goal. What did you set way back 8 months ago, 9 months ago in January and say, I want to do this in my business? Now, the reality is that most of us overestimate what we can do in a short amount of time, even in a year, and we underestimate what we can do in a longer amount of time. So I don't necessarily want you to change the goal, but you may need to shift your timeline a little bit, and that's okay. It's okay. Who cares if you break 100K and it's in March versus December? These are just totally arbitrary timelines that we give ourselves. What matters is that you have a big goal, something that's compelling and juicy and pulls you forward. And I have an incredible goal workshop all about this kind of creating that 10X goal and how we can achieve bigger and use these bigger goals to get us into action and create more momentum and motivation. And I include this if you get the, as a bonus, if you get the Fuel VIP membership, or if you're in Food Business Success, you definitely have access to it. And it's okay if you want to reevaluate and say, I thought that's what I wanted in January, but actually I have new information, I have experiences that have shifted and reshaped that goal. And so that's okay. I just don't want you abandoning your goal, because if you don't hit it, then you're going to make it mean something terrible about you. And that's the thing, is we never, ever use goals against us. I say this over and over and over again inside the Fuel membership with Master Your Business. We never use our goals against us. They are only there to motivate us, to help us see what is possible, and to give us a destination. Like, let's say you put in your GPS, I want to go to Target. And you put that in your GPS and it maps you there, right? But Google Maps failed to realize that there was construction on a street and it was blocked. And then there was a race going on, right? And you had to wait for that. And then there was an accident, right? Just because it takes you longer and there are obstacles that you did not anticipate. And so you finally do get to the store, but are you beating yourself up that it took you, you know, 10 extra minutes, or you didn't get there when you thought you were going to get there? No, we just let it go and say, well, that's part of the journey and I couldn't have anticipated those things. And hopefully you let yourself off the hook that it doesn't mean anything about you and you still got there. And so that's what how I want you to think about your goals is you're just putting something into your GPS that's giving you an end, something to shoot for so that it actually creates a path. If you don't put anything into the GPS, Google Maps doesn't know where to take you. It's just, you're going to be going around and sort of like, there's going to be nothing there, right? There's no path to find. So that's the purpose of a goal. So I want you to reevaluate, redefine, recommit to that 10X goal. And then I have two exercises that I want to share with you. I swore I did a podcast on this, but I looked through my library and I don't see it. So if this is a repeat, that's okay. You can get the exercise. I actually typed it up. So now you have instructions because I may have just thrown it into an episode and explained it. So I call this the lawn exercise. This is about defining what it is you want in your life right now. And I highly recommend doing this at least once a year. I actually try to do it quarterly. I think when the seasons are shifting, when you're going into a new quarter, it's really great to evaluate your life as a whole. And so imagine your whole entire life is in a house, okay? And all the things that you do, all the obligations, your relationships, the things you do and don't do, your commitments, your values, your hobbies, like all of it's in there, all right? And what we're going to do is on a piece of paper, you're going to unpack it. You're going to take everything out of the house. It's like the Marie Kondo thing, right? We're going to take it all out. So that we're going to spread it out on all out on the lawn, and then we're going to evaluate it. Now, what you get on a piece of paper, let's say you set a timer for 10 minutes. What I like to do is do that initial brain dump and then kind of have the piece of paper around so that as you go about your day for maybe 1 or 2 days that you're like, oh, wait, let me add that. Let me add that. Now, there's way more to your life and who you are and all the things than what's on that piece of paper. But I promise you, whatever comes up for you are the things that you need to look at right now. They're the things that are, you know, whatever's popping into your brain are the things that are meant to be looked at right now. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I have to capture everything. Just whatever comes to mind is what is supposed to be there. So then we're going to look at it and we're going to look at that whole list and we're going to really decide. Now you have the power to decide. You can say no to things. You can change things. And it's only by looking at them first, by getting them out of your head and saying, do I like this? Do I like it the way it is? Do I even want to bring it back in the house? Do I want to bring it back in the house fixed, changed? Maybe you're bringing out some broke stuff that you're like, you know, this relationship, I like this relationship. It's like a desk. I like the desk, but the leg is wobbly. I want to fix it, right? It's the same thing. I did this work and I noticed that there was a relationship that I was like, I love that person and I want it to be different. And it was a prompt for me to recognize that, oh, I need to take some action on this. I need to stop trying to bury it and make it be okay. I need to do something about it. I need to reach out. I recognize I want it to be different. And so there's going to be things that you're like, heck yeah, that goes in as is. you're going to have things that you're like, no, I love it. And maybe it's like if you think about your business, there's your business as a whole, and then there's certain aspects of your business. There's bookkeeping, there's farmers markets, there's social media, there's the products themselves, the packaging that they're in, the way that you make them, right? So again, whatever comes up is what you need to look at. And so some of those you're like, heck yeah, I love them. They're going back in the house. And some you're like, it needs to happen. Like bookkeeping needs to happen, but maybe I don't want to be doing it, or it's got to change. I got to make it easier. I need to understand if I'm doing this correctly. Or manufacturing. Maybe it's time to, like, I don't want to keep making it. Maybe I need to get help. Maybe I need to go work with a co-packer, right? It's by looking at it and evaluating and saying, do I actually want to bring it back in the house? And then I really encourage you to find some things on that list that is a no. Start saying no to some things. Maybe you're volunteering for an organization that you're like, you know what? That's actually not aligned with me anymore. And so much of our lives are just on autopilot, right? We're just like, we just do it because we've always done it. And this is an opportunity to evaluate it and say, well, I don't want to do it anymore, but I'm going to wait. And here's when I'm going to not do that, right? Or your job. I have people who are trying to leave their jobs. Now, they don't necessarily want to put them back in the house yet, but sometimes we got to put them back in. But we look at it and we say, here's when I'm going to take it out of the house, right? Here's when I'm going to donate that and give it to somebody else. And so just allow yourself the freedom with no restrictions, right? You don't have to do anything. This isn't a literal exercise, but it is to like bring up all the things that you're dealing with on autopilot. And you're just doing because you've always done them. And so it's an opportunity to say, well, what if I love farmers markets, but I don't want to work all of them? Okay, what's the next step? How could I get help? All progress starts by telling the truth. And if you're going to be the CEO of your business, you have to be willing to look at all of it. And if you want to make time for sales, for instance, if you want to grow your business, you're going to have to find time that you don't have right now. And so what are the things that you can cut? Maybe you can delegate, maybe you can bring somebody in. We've talked about who, not how on a couple of podcasts before this. And so maybe you can get some of those off of your plate, or maybe it's just a no. Maybe you are not going to do that thing anymore. Maybe some relationships, you're like, it's not that I'm going to get rid of them forever, but I need to press pause. It's not the best thing for me. And I don't even have to tell them. It's just a recognizing that they're not serving me right now. And this relationship, I'm not ready to deal with it. I recognize I don't love it the way it is, but I'm just going to kind of maybe store it in the garage and I will come look at it again in 3 months. So that's the first exercise as part of your September reset. The other thing, as I mentioned, is that we start getting back into routines around this time of year. There's just a natural thing that I think happens whether you have kids or not, but that fall going back to school mentality. It's like, all right, I'm going to get back into routines. So maybe after you did the lawn exercise, so do that one first. And you're like, I want to work out more. I want to do more social media, right? I want to grow my business by going into wholesale. Whatever it is, now we actually need to create a calendar. And you get to design your calendar. You do have choices here. And sometimes we choose to do the thing that we don't love doing because of the results that we get, right? We go to work. Maybe you're funding your business by working a full-time job. And so that needs to be there. But ultimately, it is a choice. And so I have a calendaring exercise. And what I want you to start with, there's a tab that is like, start with your big rocks. Start with the priorities, the things that you most value. And I give you some examples, right? It's your relationships with yourself and with others. It's your spirituality practices. It's your health. It's the things that if you don't take care of, everything else falls apart. And yet what we usually do is we put in all of the little things and then we just hope by some miracle that there'll be time to carve out with your partner or your kids, or somehow there'll be time for your business, even though you haven't actually made it a priority. You haven't actually put it on the calendar. And we all know that generally speaking, we don't just get some magical hour in the day. We don't get some magical time. It only happens if we put it on the calendar, if we make it a priority. And so this is just an opportunity again to like design, like, what if I had the most ideal schedule for me? What would that look like? How much would I work? When would I get up? When would I go to sleep? When would I connect with people I love? Right? When would I take care of myself? So start with the big rocks, and then you're going to go and do kind of the reality schedule. Now, you're not going to get everything that you want, but what if you just got 10% more? What if you were like, I really want to take a walk at lunch, and I'm going to extend my lunch from 30 minutes to an hour, and I'm going to put that on the calendar and honor it like it's a doctor's appointment, and that's what's going to happen. Or you want to be sure you always have a date night with your partner, right? Or that you have time to connect with others. You got to put that on the calendar. You have to make it important. And I give you some ideas around, I really want you to start thinking about how can you spend a deep work, a block of time where you can go into flow, especially working on your business. So can you get a 90-minute block of time on your schedule that is just for your business? Also putting just like putzing time, autonomous time where you are just no agenda and you are driving the bus, right? You're making the decisions and it's not about what other people want. And if you're single, that can be a lot easier. I recognize when you're in a family unit, that can be more challenging. But even if you just had 30 minutes or an hour once a week, you are going to feel more empowered and more in control in giving yourself that time. So I give you some ideas on the tool, and both of those are available at foodbizsuccess.com/reset. So you just put in your email and then you'll check your email and you'll get the links for those. But these are great exercises to really take full advantage of this time, the September reset. I'd love to hear your experience about these on social media, or if you want to reach out, DM me or email me. We're talking about it in Fuel this month, and I'd love to hear about your experience if this was helpful. And I'm also doing something that I know will be so helpful to help you build more resilience. And I love doing this in September. Again, so perfect with the reset. And so on September 13th, I am doing a workshop, a training that's called More Than Survive, Thrive. And it's all about how do we build resilience during tough times? Because this is a tough time to be starting a business. But if you are willing to do the work now, things do change. They will turn around and they will get easier. And I want you to be in a position to I don't want you to suffer during it. I want you to be thriving. I want you to be enjoying the process and be set up to really seize opportunities as things start to shift. So you can register for that training at foodbizsuccess.com/thrive. It'll be live on September 13th, and I would love to see you there. Until next time, have an amazing week. The smartest thing you can do as an entrepreneur is to invest in a who to help you with the how, to speed up your journey and help you skip the line. When you are ready for more support and accountability to finally get this thing done, you can work with me in two ways. Get me all to yourself with one-on-one business coaching, or join Food Business Success, which includes membership inside Fuel, our community of food business founders that includes monthly live group coaching calls and so much more. It's one of my favorite places to hang out, and I would love to see you there. Go to foodbizsuccess.com to start your journey towards your own food business success.